everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. This week, we're going to be joined by the managers at Radcliffe, Harbour Town and Nantwich Town. And that's because this week, we're going to be looking ahead to Saturday's matches in the second round of the FA Trophy. But to kick the show off this week, we're going to be discussing the league. And a big welcome back now, the return of Mr. James Hayes, Social Media Officer from the Northern Premier League. Hello, James, how are you?
Evening, Ben, how are you doing?
I'm all good. Whitby Town Radio's Andrew Snaith will be joining us later to discuss the league matches this weekend, as well as those big games in the second round of the FA Trophy. But James, we've got you on to discuss the league. We've had quite a few matches this past week. Key takeaway, though, Radcliffe, a win on Saturday, a 1-0 victory against Gainsborough Trinity, and a 3-2 victory on Tuesday night away at Morpeth Town. That's more like it from Radcliffe.
Yeah, great way to bounce back, extend out to 10 points at the top of the table, but it was a very, very hard week at the same time. So Gainsborough Trinity grinded into that 1-0 result there. The second half was very, very different. For Morpeth Town, they had to come back twice in that one there, very, very late on with Mr. Jordan Hume scoring late on in the match. So strong weekend there for Radcliffe, and particularly with the fixture this weekend, to just secure that top spot a little bit going into the FA Trophy.
Yeah, and a big game this weekend, as you rightly say, James, against Farsley Celtic. Let's hear now from one of the joint managers at Radcliffe. It's a big welcome back to the show now to Anthony Johnson. Well, Jono, a big thank you for joining us. And before we touch upon the FA Trophy and this big match this weekend away at Farsley, just your reaction to this past week. Two excellent results, getting back to winning ways against Gainsborough and Morpeth. How's your week gone?
Yeah, really good. You bang on there. It was about reacting after the defeat at Matlock a couple of weeks ago. And good sides react with good performances and, more importantly, results. So to bounce back with the against two sides that are doing well, by the way, that I picked up in terms of form. So we knew they were going to be tough games. So to get two wins on a bounce after a defeat is exactly what you're looking for, and that's what the lads have delivered.
What does that tell us about the squad that you and Bernard have assembled this season? Because go back to the FA Trophy match against FC United. I think after the match you were speaking about how not everyone was 100% and that kind of thing, and that looked like it had gone over into the Chadston game and into Matlock. So what does it tell us about the way you've bounced back this past week, about the qualities of the team?
It tells you about the resilience. It tells you about the bounce back ability, that despite having a tougher week than we've been used to, which most clubs have been used to be fair, but we've not been, that we've been able to put aside any sort of, not negativity, that's the wrong word, but poor results, poor performances, and bounce back with, you know, with two good ones. As you said there, there's always mitigation as to why things happen. We just went through a moment which probably a lot of sides have already done before we've hit this moment, in terms of having so many injuries at once. Always said we believe in the squad and being able to, don't necessarily like using the word rotate, because you try and play your best team all the time, but you want to be able to look at your bench, you want to be able to look at your squad, knowing that when you've got injuries and bans, that you can put lads in there and trust them. And we've been able to do that. You know, even this past week with two good results, we've had the same amount of injuries, but been able to bounce back with it. So We had an indifferent week or two a few weeks back with results and performances, but ultimately that's football. You know, there's only three outcomes in football, and that's win, lose and draw. So we're always searching for a positive performance, because we know if we do perform well, more often than not, that the result will go right.
And I suppose as well, I mean, like you just touched upon there, every club goes through this during the season. I suppose it's handy to have that kind of reminder for the players at the back end of October, because, you know, when you go back to those results against the likes of Whitby in the FA Trophy third qualifying round, and certainly the game against Macclesfield back in October, you can feel untouchable, can't you, I suppose, at that point?
Well, there's a fine line, isn't there, I think, between confidence and overconfidence and probably complacency, to be fair, especially with what we've done and where we've come from. If I'm absolutely 100% honest with you, you know, if you speak to us, if there's any Matlock supporters going to be listening to the show, we played well against them. It was just that on that day when they beat us 4-0, everything they hit went in. A bit like we've had a couple of them performances this season where, you know, I think back to the first game of the season where we played Rylands, who were fantastic. Our goalkeeper got man of the match, but we won 4-0. So you get days, you get moments, you get games where everything goes right for you. And the opposition, I don't like using the word unlucky, but things just don't fall for them. And against Matlock, you know, they've turned up, they've changed the way they play. They had a set game plan, but they performed it and got the result. But we didn't. But in terms of the overall performance, we weren't too far away from what we've been doing earlier in the season. So we don't overanalyze. We don't do root and branch. We just look at what happened and try and put the wrongs right. As you say, you know, the week before we played FC with a changed side, 2-0 up, looked like we were coasting, and then FC's young lads, full of energy, full of vigour, the crowd getting behind them, got them back into the game. Fortunately, we won on the lottery. That's penalties. And then in between, we had the charity game where we made 10 changes. So all that momentum we built over the space of probably 2 or 3 months felt like it could have come down over the space of 5 or 6 days. Fortunately, as we just talked about, we've got a strong group. People understand the expectations that's required to play in the team, and we bounced back with 2 good wins.
And I should mention the penalty shootout as well, because obviously we covered it on the radio station I look after, and there were 5 perfect penalties as well, which it goes to show you about that character we talked about. There was no saving those 5 penalties.
They were the 5 of the best penalties I've ever seen. And do you know what? When the whistle went, I nipped inside. When I came back out, Akers, Steve Alford, our assistant, had already done the penalty take. Because I looked at the list and I thought, wow, we've got absolutely no chance. Like 2 or 3 of them have never scored a goal in their whole career. And you've hit the nail on the head. Especially going at the side where, you know, in front of the Terry stand behind the goal at SC, the noise, the pressure on the lads. 5 of the best penalties you're ever likely to watch live. And with Mateus in goal, we always know, you know, we've got a brilliant goalkeeper that if he guesses the right way, he's likely to make a save. So unreal set of penalties and great character from the lads.
So let's go to the next game in the FA Trophy. That takes place tomorrow as we record this, on Saturday, against Farsley Celtic. Fingers crossed you don't need penalties to progress through to the third round. But what's your thoughts on this challenge tomorrow? Because Farsley have had a decent start to the season in the league above.
Yeah, listen, a lot of people have seen what I think about these cup draws, particularly hard in non-league football when it's regionalised. And more often than not that you draw sides from your league. And if I'm honest with you, I can't stand it. We've having already played FC in the league, and that's tough against FC, and obviously Whitby, who we've got on Tuesday. I like a little bit of variety and something a little bit different, like the old days used to be, where you're all over the place. So to get a draw against a team from a different league, albeit Farsley, who we've played against God knows how many times in the past from other clubs, is exactly what we were looking for. And probably for the first time this season, especially for the last couple of months anyway, we go in with no pressure on us. You know, nobody has us down as being, well, probably the people in the know do, but the majority of people from Farsley and that level of football won't see us being as the favourites, especially away from home. So there's a little bit of pressure off us. The only pressure that we've got is the ones that we apply on ourselves about wanting to win the game and get through to the next round. But we've had Farsley watch now 2 or 3 times. I went personally last Tuesday against Boston when they won 2-0. And everyone knows what Farsley are about. They're a good, solid, organised, hard-working team, but with genuine quality, you know, spread throughout it. And as you said, I think they've had a particularly good week as well, where they've won 2 and drawn 1. So they're closer now to the playoffs than they are to relegation. I think they're about 4 or 5 points up the playoffs. So it shows how well that they've started the season, particularly at home in that run of form recently, a couple of wins. So it's going to be a tough game, but I know it's cliche, but every single game you play is a tough game. Playing Matlock a couple of weeks ago, playing FC United in the last round, who run a bad run of form. Every game's tough. So, as I said at the beginning of the chat, you know, we've got to guard against that complacency side of things, that we've won 2 games and it means that it'll spiral onto a third. We've got to do everything that we've done over the last 3-4 months, and I'm sure that if we do that, we'll give Farsley a good run for the money.
And that's the key, isn't it? It's about looping all these different competitions into one bucket, which is form, and keeping the victories coming, isn't it? Because you've got a 10-point lead in the league at the moment, but you've got Whitby on Tuesday, as you've already brought up. Hashtag no easy games in this league, and all those cliches. But it's true, isn't it? Even though this is the FA Trophy, it's still a must-win game, isn't it? To keep that league priority that you've got on the agenda.
Yeah, there's no respite from it. Trying to create momentum all the time, going to every game. You know, I think I said last time we spoke that I don't care about what March and April looks like. I care about what tomorrow looks like. Tomorrow is the most important game of the season, whether it be the FA Trophy or the league. On Tuesday against Whitby, if we beat Farsley, I won't care about what the next round looks like, because the only game that will matter will be the Whitby game. If we start getting carried away and looking too far ahead, you take your eye off what the next thing coming up, which is Farsley Celtic in the FA Trophy, and then you'll get exactly what you deserve. So it's relentless, but it's exactly what you want when you're doing well. I said when you do well, when you're not doing so well, you probably want a game coming up as well so you can put wrongs right. But from our point of view, we've had a really good week. There'll be changes again tomorrow just through injuries that we picked up through the week. Picked up another 2 on Tuesday night at Morpeth. So lads are training knowing that each time there's a niggle or maybe a poor performance from an individual or even the team, that there's going to be changes. So it keeps every single player from getting the comfy slippers. We've only got a 17-man squad. And we've got a good under-21s that are doing really well on a Sunday afternoon as well. So some of them will be incorporated, but everybody knows that they'll get the opportunity if the man in front of them isn't playing well or picks up a knock.
And the other thing we have to say is as well, we're at this, you know, one game at a time and focusing on the next hill to overcome. But you're in the second round of the FA Trophy now. Not too far away from the rounds closer to the final, aren't you, at this point? So this competition is ticking along, isn't it? And it's quite a run you're on at the moment in the FA Trophy.
If you can get to the other side of Christmas, if you get to New Year and you're still in the FA Trophy, it starts to open up big time. Because whether we like it or we don't like it, the bigger clubs at the top end of the National League that are fighting for promotion to the Football League probably do start to prioritise their league games. Some will still be in the FA Cup, actually, going into the new year, I would imagine. So they'll start to prioritise things a little bit differently. If you can get to that, and this counts for Farsley as well, obviously. If they can get to the other side of new year, into the sort of last 32, last 16, then things can open up. You get a little bit of luck with a draw and you start really dreaming and thinking about the last stages and potentially a trip to Wembley. At this moment in time, when we are miles away from that, let's not get away from it. It's just another game of football tomorrow, and if we can get the result, then we know that we're a little bit closer to that aim of being still in the competition in New Year.
And last question, John, just about the away following, a decent away following in the last round at Broadhurst Park. You'll be needing them in West Yorkshire tomorrow.
Yeah, it's not often in the FA Trophy or the Cups, the early rounds, that you get decent crowds, home or away. But I think with it being a derby, a local game between FC and Radcliffe, allowed the supporters to come and travel over. And it was a brilliant atmosphere, you know, through that game. You'll know that as well as I did. It was brilliant, brilliant noise, even in the penalties. So we've built up a really good following over the last few years at Radcliffe. So, what is it, 45, 50 minutes farther from Bury Radcliffe? So it's only down the road, essentially, and we'd expect a decent number to get over there, and they always make noise. You know, there was a good number there, a couple of dozen there on Tuesday night, 4 hours from home. Stayed behind after the game, clapped them, so hopefully we can give them something tomorrow as well.
Good stuff. Well, Jono, a big thank you for joining us, joint manager at Radcliffe. A big good luck tomorrow afternoon in the FA Trophy, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Top man.
Joint manager of Radcliffe, Anthony Johnston, there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Big good luck to Radcliffe this weekend away at Farsley Celtic in the second round of the FA Trophy. James is still with us, and back to league matters, James. And we've got a new team in second position now in the league table. That's Worksop Town, a 4-1 win for Worksop on Saturday afternoon. And the Nottinghamshire side followed that up with a 5-0 win on Tuesday night. So, again, we mentioned it last week on the monthly show, just about how impressive it is to come out of the FA Cup with a defeat to bounce back the way they have done in the league. They've carried it on this past week, James, at Worksop.
I think you look back at Stockport game now, even though they got knocked out of the FA Cup, they've used that experience well. Last three games, that's what, 16 goals they've scored so far. But no one beaten in seven in the league, too. Just a draw against guys are the only blotch since the middle of October. Unbeaten at home this season as well, so well, guns blazing. Specifically, we've got Maxfield result a few weeks ago too.
Yeah, Worksop, an impressive goal difference, plus 24 compared to Radcliffe's plus 29. I mean, Radcliffe have scored 50 goals, but Worksop now have scored 41, which puts them more or less not too far off the same ballpark. So it's been an impressive week, few weeks now for Worksop Town in the league. Warrington Rylands, they just played the once this past week. That was on Saturday. It's an impressive win, though, a 1-0 win at Ilkeston. That sees Warrington Rylands on 32 points, the same as Worksop Town. Worksop Town, even though they played a game extra this week, have still got a game in hand on Warrington Rylands. So quite a tussle there. 4 points back, we've got Hyde United. They won on Saturday, a win over Mask United by 3-0. However, on Tuesday night, Hyde were beaten by Matlock Town by 3-2. A brilliant result that for Matlock Town. And guess what, everybody? Jonathan Marr gets there scoring not just a hat-trick, but a hat-trick in 30 minutes. Very, very impressive indeed from Matlock Town. Matlock Town, incidentally, won on Saturday as well with a 3-2 victory over Bradford Park Avenue. Jonathan Margetts just scoring one goal in that game. Matlock are on 27 points now, James. Just on the same number of points as Macclesfield and Ashton United, and 1 point now behind Hyde.
Yeah, I'm just going to mark off Matlock straight away there, because that's 10 goals in 4 games there to Jonathan Margetts. But coming back to Hyde at the same time as well, great debut there for Shaquille Jones-Griffiths with a goal late on in the second half. They are scoring goals, and that sometimes, even when you are getting beat, can say a lot, make themselves in the playoff positions a little bit.
Yeah, so Hyde United inside the playoffs at the moment, 1 point ahead of Matlock Town. In between Hyde United and Matlock Town is Macclesfield. Macclesfield with a very impressive 2-1 win against Whitby Town on Saturday. A 1-1 draw for Macclesfield on Tuesday night against Basford United. But Basford have been decent of late with James Jepson there coming in at Greenwich Avenue. But Macclesfield back in the playoff positions, James, and they do have a game in hand over Hyde and Matlock.
I think they'll be a little bit upset with that Basford United result. But Basford, as you said there, 7 points out of the last 12. And what a way to get back into the top five with a strike from John Rooney, with the cup antics we've had recently and the trophy coming up soon. They're not necessarily in a bad situation. They are making signings, let's not forget. Just signed Papis Cissé in the last 7 days as well. So that says a lot about what Macclesfield are looking at in the next few weeks.
And a big good luck to Macclesfield this weekend away at Alfreton Town. And we'll be having a fixture preview later in the show with Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio. But back to the league results from this past week. Ashton United, they've dropped out of the playoff positions, 1 point behind fourth place Hyde United. But it was probably game of the weekend, Marine against Ashton United. It finished 1-1, James, which is hardly a surprise. I think when all said and done, these two won't be too far away from each other at the back end of April. However, on Tuesday, Lancaster City beat Ashton United by 2-1. Lancaster have had a good week, 4 points after that 0-0 draw with FC United on Saturday.
So with Ashton United there, two fantastic goals there at Marines for what we said was game of the weekend there. So as we're going up to Lancaster City at this moment, it's a very, very tough place to go. And just to finish off with Marine as well, you take the games down they've got already, they'd be on 32 points. So, but there's now 2 points between fourth and eighth, so that fight's starting to get a little bit more tasty, particularly with some results this weekend.
Yeah, and it's a weird division beneath guys, isn't it, in eighth position. Marine, obviously, they've got games in hand, plenty of games in hand, but the gap between Marine in ninth and FC United in 17th is 5 points at the moment, with plenty of teams, obviously, between Marine and FC United. Well, let's go to the team in eighth position now. That's Geisler. Geisler with a 4-3 win over Workington on Saturday, James. That's a very good result. And Gabriel Johnson there scoring a hat-trick for Andy Welsh's side.
Yeah, if you've not seen the highlight of the third one, go and watch it. Gabriel Johnson runs straight through the middle, four defenders on him, and starts it away. Fantastic way to win the game. On form at this moment in time, they're starting to score on a very regular basis too. Their home form has picked up significantly since the last defeat against Ashton United back in late September. Johnson's starting to get up the goal scorer's chance at this moment too. I think he's on like six in the last three games himself there. Second top goal scorer at the moment.
And one last result, that's flown by, hasn't it? One last result from Saturday, and it's to Morpeth Town. Morpeth Town with a 3-0 win over Stafford Rangers. That just sees Morpeth Town keeping up with Lancaster City at the moment in mid-table land. But as we've already said, it's actually only 5 points between the playoff line and Lancaster City and Morpeth and Ilkeston at the moment. So certainly all to play for as we head towards this weekend's matches. We will be covering off the league games as well as the FA Trophy matches in a second with our fixture preview. But James, just before we go, we are pre-recording this on Wednesday. Social media links, James, just in case they need them for pitch inspections and that kind of thing as we head towards this weekend.
Yeah, so on X, formerly known as Twitter, it's at Northern Premier League. And on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube, Official Northern Premier.
Good stuff. Well, James Hayes, Social Media Officer from the Northern Premier League, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your evening to join us on this week's show. You have a good weekend, and we'll be catching up again next week.
Cheers, man. Thank you.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining me on this week's show. But it's now time to look into the future. And this weekend, it's a future of a little bit of the FA Trophy and a little bit about the league as well. And joining me for both elements, it's a big welcome back to the show to Whitby Town Radio's very own. It's Mr. Andrew Snaith. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Hiya, Ben. Yeah, doing well. Thank you. Nice to be back on the show.
That's good. You see, right, dear listener, very professional, Mr. Andrew Snaith. He's come on with a bit of a sore throat. You wouldn't even know as soon as he started then with the red light came on. He was like, this is me, professional. It's brilliant. yes, thank you for coming on. But let's kick things off talking about the league because, as I said, it's the second round of the FA Trophy this weekend. There is an opportunity for some teams in and around the playoffs to make a bit of hay. However, some teams are going to miss out. And one of those teams, at least one of those teams, is going to be either Warrington Rylands or Worksop Town, who go head-to-head this weekend in what many people are describing as Game of the Weekend. Your thoughts?
Absolutely a boom-bang-a-bang affair. Yeah, oh, second and third. Worksop. I love the fact that even though, you know, they suffered a heavy defeat at Stockport, as you know, as you should expect from a League Two side, and a very good one at that, they bounced straight back and have been smashing the goals in themselves. I think that shows a bit of mental strength, in my view, all the way up to second. This formidable home record as well, still unbeaten there. I think yesterday our way to Warrington Rylands, but yeah, they're going to be formidable opposition. But yeah, they're right up to second place, free scoring in front of goal in the formidable lives. It'd be a great game, Ben.
Yeah, and I've got Berkey's voice in my head. It's often happens. But I've got Berkey's voice in my head going on about styles make fights. Worksop Town, 41 goals scored. Warrington Rylands, just 13 goals conceded. Who knows where this is heading this weekend. But Worksop Town, fantastic goal-scoring record. Everyone else, pretty much, barring Matlock and Radcliffe, are all in the high 20s when it comes to goals scored. But Worksop Town on 41. But Warrington Rylands' defence is equally as impressive. So, Worksop against Warrington Rylands this weekend. Hyde United won't be in action, so they'll stay maybe in fourth. Who knows? Macclesfield aren't in league action. Neither are Matlock. Neither are Ashton United. You have to go down to eighth place Geisler for the next team in league action, taking on FC United this weekend at Broadhurst Park. Geisler with the chance to go from eighth all the way up to fourth. Tough game for Geisler, but FC United, they've not been winning at all recently.
No, I'm shocked to see where FC United are in the league, actually. Very surprised to see it. But, I mean, to talk a bit more about Geisler, of course, the party company with Paul Phillips, and yet they've landed on their feet, they've turned things around and done very well, albeit away from home, it'd be interesting. They've had just two wins there, but of course, they've only had one defeat. FC United at home, as you know yourself, it's all or nothing for FC United at home. They either win or they lose. Generally, they've only had one draw. So it should be a really good game, actually. It'd be interesting to see how it plays out. But yeah, guys, they have really turned things around under their new management. And FC United will be desperate to get some breathing space away from that lower half of the table.
Well, guys, they're travelling to FC United on Saturday. Guys, in eighth, they're the only team who can threaten the playoff positions come 5 o'clock on Saturday. Marine, they're currently ninth, but 4 points outside the playoffs. They do have, well, against Matlock, they've got four games in hand over Matlock. Marine travelling to Atherton Coles this weekend. This feels like, you know, an important time for Atherton Coles. They need to get back to that form we saw against FC United a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially in front of their own supporters as well. I don't think they've got a chance at Marine yet. We know they're a very strong side. But away from home, they haven't really shown that much. They've been fairly inconsistent on their travels. Atherton, they're in danger of getting marooned along with Stafford Rangers at the bottom of the league. And they are desperate now. I mean, we're only in November, so it's far too early to talk about six-pointers. But it's very easy to get marooned, I would have thought, in this division. It just seems very strong this season.
Ilkeston, they're currently in 10th, 1 point behind Marine, 5 points outside the playoff positions. Ilkeston do have a game in hand over Macclesfield, who currently sit fifth in the league table. Ilkeston this weekend travelling to Morpeth Town. If Morpeth Town are going to get close to the playoffs come 5 o'clock on Saturday, it will be because of their home form. And we know how good Morpeth Town's home form is.
Yes, we do. And we know how inconsistent Ilkeston's is as well. As is still home form, to be fair. But yeah, 7 wins, 7 defeats this season for Ilkeston. So who knows what they're going to deliver. And same for Morpeth. You know, we don't really know what they're going to deliver. Yes, they're better at home. Of course they are. They've had some great wins at home this season and in the cup competitions as well. Not Radcliffe, of course, out of the FA Cup at the first qualifying round stage. So yeah, they will be formidable on home turf, but they are extremely inconsistent. It's hard to know which Morpeth side are going to show up. So, yeah, tough one for us to predict, but should be a great game of football.
And speaking of inconsistent, Lancaster City, who look like they might have got themselves back into form, they're travelling to Mask United on Saturday. Mask had shown some signs of life, but three straight defeats might be a little bump in the road for Graham Lee after a little mini resurgence. This is an interesting game.
Yeah, it is. Lancaster, another side, strong at home, but suspect away. Five defeats on the travels already this season. Long trip for them east over to Mask. Okay at home, not too bad on home turf, and we'll be desperate to arrest this worrying run that has seen them just drag straight back into that bottom four, where, as you said, it started to look like maybe they'd turn the corner under Graham Lee. Very good manager, but testing times at Mask at the moment, so it'd be interesting to see which way that goes.
Here's an interesting fixture. Whitby Town taking on Bamber Bridge. It's interesting as well because Whitby Town are the only team in the league who've actually got a game in hand over Marine. So Whitby Town at the moment in 13th position, 7 points from the playoffs, but they have got four games in hand over Macclesfield. This weekend, they're taking on Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge have got themselves going again, haven't they? What a fantastic result that was against Basford United. And that follows on from the 2-2 draw away at Ashton United. It's been pretty good the last couple of weeks or so for Bamber Bridge.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's hard to know what we're going to get from Brigg on the road, but they have only lost twice, of course, away in the league. Whitby, not much better on the travels, ironically. At home, not again, hard to know what to expect from them. As you say, lots of games in hand. That's a combination of a good FA Cup run and be praying that they can get the game on. It has been wet, though, in that area, I have to say. So always worth checking on socials before travelling if you're going to that game. But yes, all mid-table affair, 13th versus 14th.
And lastly for league games this weekend, Basford United against Workington. And what a job James Jepson has done at Basford United, now outside the relegation places on goal difference, admittedly. But Workington, they're in this group of teams who are in the top end of the lower half of the table at the moment, who are looking a bit over the shoulder. We throw FC United into that equation. Gainsborough Trinity, who were down there, are not fully out of it just yet. Bamber Bridge have got themselves into form. But Workington, a bit like FC, they're just dropping a little bit, aren't they? And they'll be wary of this game this weekend against Basford, especially after Basford's result against Macclesfield.
Absolutely, yeah. Basford at home, not bad, actually. Only a couple of defeats. Workington on the travels, big problems, just one win. So going by that guide, you know, Basford may well be favourites, especially, as you say, the great job that's been done in turning things around there. So, yeah, I think it's going to be another, you would expect, a long trip for Workington and a difficult one over to Nottinghamshire.
Now, there are all the league games on Saturday. On Tuesday, you've got Bamber Bridge taking on FC United. Guysley taking on Matlock, which feels a very, very important game with regards to the player positions. Ilkeston against Ashton United. Macclesfield against Atherton Colls. And Radcliffe against Whitby Town. Just a plug for Whitby Town Radio before we move on to the FA Trophy. Those are two big games coming up for yourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's all starting to come together in what will be a very tricky couple of months leading up to Christmas. And yeah, Whitby have Bamber Bridge scheduled for Saturday. We're always a little bit of a bogey side for Town. And then, of course, Radcliffe on the Tuesday. We did push them quite hard in the trophy earlier on in the season, just a 3-2 defeat. But yeah, I think anybody going to Radcliffe, 100% record in the league there. Even now, you start to look at the table and think anybody who finishes above Radcliffe is going to win the league. And yeah, would be a no doubt going to have a tough time there. But yeah, you can hear all about it on Whitby Town Radio with Paul and Liam.
Good stuff. Right, let's move on to the FA Trophy. Second round matches this weekend. We will be hearing from Mitch Austin at Harbour Town and Paul Carden at Nantwich Town shortly ahead of their games in the second round of the FA Trophy. But let's kick things off alphabetically. Alfreton against our very own Macclesfield. Alfreton currently sixth in the National League North. Of course, they defeated Macclesfield 3-1 in the FA Cup 4 qualifying round match a few weeks back. It's an interesting one, isn't it, for Macclesfield, this, because despite all the overhauls that have been going on, they've got themselves in the playoffs and they're here in the second round of the FA Trophy. And they know the opposition who they're playing, even though they're in the league above.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how they go. I can see why Alfreton had beaten Macclesfield, and I think that it's probably a lot to do with the surroundings as well as the fact that, of course, Alfreton are that one division above. Macclesfield at home, they zip the ball around really nicely on that artificial surface to get in behind fullbacks, ping the ball across the face of the 6-yard box and cause a lot of problems, albeit I do worry that they might just need a bit more firepower to take advantage of those chances. Alfreton, interestingly, they do have a little bit of a Whitby Town link there. First of all, they have Billy Fewster up front, who's a Whitby lad, and they have Jake Day alongside him, who's ex-Whitby, ex-Scarborough, ex-Bridlington. He's done the full Yorkshire Coast trio there. But yeah, it'd be intriguing to see how they go. But yeah, I think it's just going to be a bit of a clash of styles. Can Macclesfield do it on a heavy pitch in Derbyshire on a freezing cold Saturday in the trophy against the side from the league above? Well, Alfreton did recently lose their unbeaten home run against Scarborough in the league, so Macclesfield will be hoping to further open up some wounds there.
Well, best of luck to Macclesfield this weekend. And also a big good luck to City of Liverpool. They're travelling to our old friends Buxton at Silverlands. And of course, we heard from Paul McNally a few weeks back, but on this run, it's a phenomenal run for City of Liverpool. They've beaten Stamford, they've beaten Lancaster, they've beaten Witton Albion, they've beaten 1874 Northwich. Buxton in the month of November have lost all three matches thus far. They've got to go there with their spirits up, haven't they, City of Liverpool?
Yeah, free hit. Go for
free
it.
Hit. You know, good. We've not had that this week. Well done.
Yeah,
free hit.
Get at them. Yes. Get at them. Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's how they should do it. Yeah, attack them from the start. Why can't they go to Buxton and get a result? Every chance, as you said, they've beaten some good sides already, beaten some sides from higher climbs, and I'm sure they'll give Buxton a real tough afternoon on Saturday. And why can't they go one step further? Best of luck to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's to the Purple Army, who'll be travelling to Derbyshire this weekend. It's interesting when we spoke to Paul McNally, because they've been around that relegation line during this cup run that they've been on in the trophy. And I said, it'd be good if you can get some positive results back in the league and play this game against Buxton in mid-table. It's pretty much where City Liverpool are ahead of this game against Buxton on Saturday. So big good luck to City Liverpool. Good luck as well to Matlock, not that I think they need it. They're travelling to Curzon Ashton on Saturday, also formerly of this parish. A 5-game winning streak at the moment for Martin Carruthers' side. This has been very impressive, I think, from Matlock. They've awoken, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. And, you know, and Jonathan Margetts leading the line. Absolutely prolific. I think he's already top 20 goals, if I'm not wrong, at this stage of the season, which is absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, he's the key figure for them, you would think. Making the trip over to Curzon Ashton, as you say, ex-MPL Premier, albeit a strong side themselves. But yeah, Matlock have every chance of going there and getting something, I think.
Yeah, big good luck to everyone at Matlock. Curzon, incidentally, 3 straight wins in November at the moment. It's going to be a tough game, but Matlock in great form. As a Radcliffe, of course. Radcliffe travelling, also formerly this parish, to Farsley Celtic. Mid-table in the National League North. 1-6, drawn 6, lost 6. Just 18 goals scored for Farsley. Radcliffe have got to go there with confidence, haven't they? Based on what we've seen from them this season.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason why Radcliffe can't, you know, they'll go everywhere with confidence. They're a strong side. They're scoring goals as well. Yeah, I think they'll give Farsley a very tough afternoon.
Let's go to Harbour Town now. Oh, and this is a shame, isn't it? Because Harbour Town, of the Midlands division, currently top of the Midlands division, they're taking on Chelmsford City, and that's a bit outside our patch, isn't it? Who can I go to about Chelmsford City? Do we have any experts in the NPL show talent pool anywhere who can tell us about Chelmsford City? Probably not. We'll hear from Mitch Austin anyway shortly. But what's your thoughts on this one? I mean, joking aside,
well,
obviously, yeah, you know a lot about Chelmsford City.
I could talk you through the drive down there.
They're unbeaten since that exit in the FA Cup. Chelmsford City.
You're welcome, Chelmsford. You're welcome. They're a good side. They're a very strong side. And it's a funny one, really. They're looking at the results. They've had some brilliant results, particularly on the travels, Ben. They've gone to some higher sides in the National South and got results. You know, they even came into the fourth qualifying round game against Whitby after beating Western Supermare 3-0 and playing some brilliant stuff. So they're a very, very strong side. Arguably, you know, worryingly for Harbour, perhaps, they tend to travel pretty well. So yeah, should be a tough game. But yeah, Harbour going well in the Midlands division. It should be a really good game of football.
Yeah, absolutely. I should say, when I say Chelmsford City unbeaten, it's 5 draws and 2 wins. So it's hardly been convincing, but they're 6 in the National League South, and they're not 6 by accident, as you've pointed out there, Andrew. But Harbour aren't top of their league by accident either. Fantastic result against Avro in the first round of the FA Trophy. Let's catch up now with the manager at Harbour Town. Here's Mitch Austin, who I caught up with on Thursday. Well, Mitch, a big thank you for joining us. And before we talk about this massive game with Chelmsford City this weekend, let's go back to the last round of the FA Trophy. We caught up before that Avro game. Close affair, but getting through on penalties. How was your afternoon?
Yeah, afternoon was really good. It was a really competitive game. Two quite even step four sides. Avro very direct. Forward come off the live wire, who we had a lot of respect for. He came off after about 15 minutes to our advantage, but then we lost our prolific striker in Paul Malone after about 30 with a broken arm. So, evenly matched game, settled with a lot of real penalties, but, you know, that's the luck of the cup competitions.
Yeah, and when we spoke after the Biggleswade match, we were talking about the league and how you're lucky to keep that momentum going from the trophy run. Certainly been the case after Avro, that's for sure, and now top of the league as well.
Yeah, top of the league at the moment, but, you know, it's only November. We can't get ahead of ourselves. We can't, you know, be thinking we're up there. We're there to be shot at now, but we're very humble with it, and we're going to work really hard. We're going to try our very best to finish as high as possible. Where that will be, who knows? We'll enjoy the moment, but understand that the next game is vitally important.
Yeah, and obviously top of the league, and I'll focus on the FA Trophy now, but when the FA Trophy, whenever that comes to an end, you're also 9 points into the playoff positions as well, which I'm imagining exactly where you want to be.
Yeah. So if you gave me the opportunity to be where we are now, and any other manager, I think they'll take it. You know, we're top of the form guard in our league. Defensive record is incredible. I think we've conceded 7 goals in 13 games. I think over the last 8 league games, we've only conceded 1 goal, and that was a penalty. So we've been very, very solid. We've been very good. We've chipped in with a few. It's all credit to certainly my staff and the boys. They've been putting in a real good shift and reaping the rewards for their hard work. But again, it's only November, so let's not get too excited. Might get excited in a little bit more excited in January, end of January.
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll catch up then as well, Mitch. But just talking about that defensive record, because I was having a little browse at the other NPL leagues, you know, the West, the East, as well as the Premier. No one's touching that defensive record at the moment of just 7 goals conceded. I mean, that's very, very impressive.
You would think that we're a, with that sort of record, you'd think that we was a side that was ultra defensive, that didn't have much, you know, attacking flair. When we've lost our big striker at Avro, you know, we would go and play into him naturally because he's 6'6". You know, now we're converted into a team that's with pacey forwards and boys at play, youngsters in midfield with unbelievable technique. We want to keep it on the deck. We want to pass it around. We want to give the fans their money's worth. And that's what we've evolved into now. I think we've got many strings to our bows, and being a solid defensively is one of them. You know, we've got a class keeper. We had a class backup when he was injured in Dadji, who saved the 3 penalties in the Avro game. He got recalled by Northampton to be the number 2 on the bench. We've got unbelievable centre-backs, a number of. And we've got some real outstanding fullbacks as well. Rolling with a brilliant defensive midfielder, if you keep your shape, know your units, and obviously with a little bit of luck, can be defensively quite solid. So, listen, it's a bit freak, to be honest, with the numbers that we do not concede. If someone's going to bash us 6-0 one day or 7-0 one day, and we're all going to start crying. So let's just enjoy the moment. Let's not think too much about positions and stats and things like that. Let's just carry on doing what we are doing, and hopefully that can take us to somewhere that looks like a little bit of success.
And next up is obviously Chelmsford City in the second round of the trophy. I'll get to the actual event itself in a second, but just sticking with the football inside, it's been a good build-up to this. Obviously, we're going top of the league, but in particular the last week with the Sporting Kowsar win and the Gresley Rovers win as well. 8 goals scored, 0 goals conceded. That's exactly the form you want heading into a big game like this against Chelmsford City.
Yeah, you couldn't have asked it for a better tee-up. We must remain humble and understand that the levels between us and Chelmsford is two leagues. We have to obviously understand that. player power and experience, and that could hold them in good stead. But then we also have to believe that we're on our home turf, we don't lose many, and we've got nothing to fear. So if we want to go out there and give it our all, we have no concern about losing, we will do so. So hopefully with a bit of luck on our side, we can come out with another positive result in a really, really good competition.
And obviously, this is the furthest the club's ever gone in this competition, obviously. What's the mood at the club like more generally? Because it's a big deal, this game, isn't it, really, off the pitch?
The fans are ecstatic. Listen, we need more in from the town. I believe we can get 5. All the big teams locally get 5. You know, the Corby Towns, big historic club. Kettering Town, the league above, you know, solid 6-7s, even if they ain't doing brilliant. So it'd be good to see a better crowd in for this game. And then hopefully, you know, if you can get 10 people who really enjoy the occasion come to league games, you know, that's how you try and build foundations for support. But the mood, to answer your question, is I think everyone's delighted with how things are going and everyone appreciates each other, you know, whether that's Kitman, ladies behind the bar, media team, board of directors, players, staff, physio, everyone appreciates everyone. And you can just tell by the vibes, it's just a really good place to be. And I think even if results do tend to spin, because everyone has a, you know, a bad period over the season, I think everybody knows everybody's got each other's back. And I think that's when you can perform at your best, because you know that everyone's supportive of you and what you do and what you bring to the football club. So I can certainly see that as the manager, that everyone's working in real good harmony. And a lot will look at that and say, yeah, because you're probably winning a lot of games. Yes, but we've also had tough days and not as many successful moments. So, you know, we've come through that and we're enjoying it at the moment. We're enjoying it a hell of a lot.
No, good stuff. And like you said, I mean, it's going very, very well at the moment. And Chelmsford obviously doing well in the National League South, but Whitby did beat them in the FA Cup. And, you know, they're only, if you look at the league table, I think they're only, 11 or so places above you in the league system, Whitby Town. So it is possible to beat Chelsea City. How much are you looking forward to it this weekend, that challenge?
Yeah, I enjoy every challenge, to be fair. And the bigger the challenge, the more it gets me excited. Have to get your fine line between, you know, being realist and deluded and understand our levels and how we can make it difficult for Chelmsford on the day. Trophy fixture has to be settled on the day. Yeah, a number of scenarios that can make Harbour Town successful that day, but then also a number of scenarios that can make Harbour Town unsuccessful. So we need to go in there very positive, you know, understand that we've done really well for our club and our town. And if it's another little record broken for another round, you know, this round that we're in, that's good. But we don't want it to end there. So we'll be giving Chelmsford the best possible Harbour Town. And I'd expect them to do a bit of research. I expected them, you know, like we have them, to do research, scouting the previous games, shape, star players, things like that. And I think that they will appreciate that we're actually quite a good side. And they will won't take us lightly. So I look forward to it immensely. I look forward to meeting their coaching staff. I like trying to get everything out of, you know, certainly a high opposition manager and team. And hopefully one day we can replicate where they are in their league.
And last question, Mitch. You already mentioned the home faithful, but it's a busy couple of weeks, isn't it, for the home faithful? Because you've got coverage after this, Sutton Coldfield and Spalding United back in the league. That's a big game at the start of December, isn't it? Those crowds and, you know, the people of Market Harbour and the surrounding villages, they're vitally important, aren't they? What's your message to them finally before this upcoming set of matches, especially Chelmsford tomorrow?
I think if we're going to do anything as a club, certainly progressing the way we are, we need some more backing from the fans. We have unbelievable support at the moment, but we need larger crowds and we need more people coming in and supporting this great side. It's a talented side. It plays good football. It's a team on the up. I think you'd enjoy the journey that we're taking at the moment as a fan. I think you just need to get your feet through the door and experience the culture, you know, the quality, certainly on and off the pitch. And it's a brilliant family environment that all your family can enjoy. So big day Saturday, so let's hope you can get up there in numbers and let's hope we can have a few through the door in league fixtures to start experience what we experience every week.
Great stuff. Well, Mitch Austin, manager of Harbour Town, a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big, big good luck on Saturday, and all the best in the coming matches back in the league as well. And we'll catch up again very soon.
Top man. Cheers, Ben.
Mitch Austin there, manager of Harbour Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching in NPL show. And a big good luck to Harbour Town this weekend against Chelmsford City in the second round of the FA Trophy. And Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio is still with us as we count down the remaining fixtures in the FA Trophy this weekend. Hemel Hempstead Town against Warsaw Wood. We obviously heard from the Warsaw Wood captain a couple of weeks ago. You know, despite the change of management, this is a fantastic FA Trophy run there on. They're taking on Hemel Hempstead Town, who've not had the mid-table in the National League South. There's a potential here for Warsaw Wood, who've picked up some scalps this season already.
Absolutely. They've got nothing to be worried about at all after the cup runs that they've had so far this season. National League South's a funny old division. I mean, those teams are beatable. I'm sure Walsall Wood can go there and get something. I think they've got every chance.
Yeah, Walsall Wood, obviously it doesn't need saying, but on this run, they're beating Geisler, they're beating Ilkeston, they're beating Belper Town, they're beating Hensford. They're a good team, Warsaw Wood, and a big good luck to them for this weekend's match away at Hemel Hempstead Town. What about Nantwich Town? They're taking on Chester, and it's a bit like Macclesfield against Alverton. This is a rematch from the FA Cup a few weeks ago, and Nantwich Town was so unlucky to not at least take it to a replay against Chester in the FA Cup. They've got a chance here to get their revenge in the FA Trophy.
Yeah, absolutely. An old Cheshire affair as well. I'm sure Chester will bring a few.
It's a dabber.
It is. Yep. Chester will bring a few, I'm sure, to the Dabber Dome. And I'd love to see Nantwich pull off an upset in that one. Chester, it'll be interesting to see how they bounce back from the defeat midweek in the FA Cup at York. It's always a bit of a test. So Nantwich will be hoping they'll be a bit on a bit of a downer, their opponents, and they can take advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's hear now from the manager at Nantwich Town, and it's a big welcome back to the show to Paul Carden. Well, Paul, a big thank you for joining us. Before we get to this massive game against Chester on Saturday, just a big congratulations for that match in the first round of the FA Trophy. A brilliant result against Stratford Town in the league above. How was your afternoon?
Yeah, well, to be honest, they're a good team. We were our luck in the second half, although we were very good in the first half. You know, it was a typical game of two halves, and they were very good. Listen, they've got some experienced players. They've got lads who've played in the league, and you know, only last season, you know, they had lads playing in League One. And so from the point of view of progressing and past them, you know, it was a massive achievement for the lads, albeit on penalties. But you go through in the cup. That's what matters. And I was really pleased with obviously the progress.
Yeah, absolutely. And then on the Monday, what pops out the hat is Chester for the second round. I mean, what's your take on the Chester game? Because it's not often you get the chance to a return game against a team two divisions above you.
No, definitely not. And obviously, you know, you're alluding to the FA Cup, where we played them in the FA Cup at their place. And, you know, that was a really tight game. It was a good game. It was one we, you know, massively disappointed with the outcome because we felt, you know, hard done by. But that's just sometimes what happens in football. We definitely gave a good account of ourselves and one in which, we've not been on the best run of form in the league, but in terms of showing what we can do against higher opposition, that seems to be, you know, where the lads have performed this season. And I'm just hoping they continue that on Saturday. I know there'll be a good gate. I know it'll be a good game because Chester are banging form now. And so I don't just want it to be a nice day with a big crowd at the club. I want us to progress, obviously. I'm not saying that it'll be easy, but I'm sure if we're at it and, you know, the lads apply themselves and play to the strength, I'm sure it's going to be a good game, but it won't be an easy game for Chester.
I mean, if we go back to that game at the end of September in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup, this is essentially the replay that I think you earned that afternoon. You were very, very unlucky, and you're on your way to training this evening. How much is that going to be in everyone's mind, that kind of returning the compliment, basically, of what happened in the FA Cup?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And one thing I've been sort of drumming home to the lads is you've shown what you can do against them. And, you know, even on the hard luck story, you know, the fine margin story, you know, make it go the other way. Capable of it. You know, we've got good players. And like I say, the confidence and the belief should be there. And I obviously haven't played them not too long ago.
And with regards to the build-up to this, it's been an interesting set of results, really, because Tuesday night, what a performance in the Cheshire Cup against Runcorn Town, winning that game by 10 goals to 1. How important is a result like that? I know it's the County Cup against the team beneath you in the pyramid, but that feels like a result you needed.
Yeah, it was. It was. I said to the lads before the game, I'm sick of overanalyzing things, because when you don't get the results, sometimes you overlook good performances, and you're looking for reasons and you're looking for issues, and of course there's always issues and reasons in games why you don't get results. But I just said I'm sick of talking. I'm sick of hearing my own voice. Just go out and play, work hard, and play to your strengths. What I always say, just go out and play, just do what you're good at. We had to make a couple of changes, force changes, so some lads got opportunities, and listen, you know, it's, you know, like you say, it's a team from a couple of leagues below, but the pleasing thing was, we do a lot with stats, and one of the biggest things which made me happy about that was the stats, the running stats and the high intensity running and the distance covered was up there with performances against teams in the league above. So, and that's probably why the quality shone through, because the work rate and the intensity was there.
And going back to, I'm sorry to spin this up, but the Stalybridge match last Saturday, that's kind of, again, going back to the Chester game in the FA Cup, it could be a good thing in a strange way. It's just like a kind of reminder that you've got to put in those miles, like you said there about the stats, right to the final whistle.
Yeah, well, this is these are the things that, you know, I can moan about officials get stoppage times from.
Yeah.
You know, they've scored at 8.5 minutes. He's put 7 minutes up. Where he got that from is beyond me. But again, it goes up, so you've got to deal with it. And unfortunately, we didn't, and that was a bitter pill, because, like I was saying before, you know, you're analysing it, you're micro-analysing it, you want to know what's gone wrong. Why is he 2 yards that way when he should be 2 yards the other way? And you just end up, you know, I haven't got much air anyway, but you end up pulling what you've got left out. So it's just been one of those. That's been one of those situations, and because it was a really good performance against Stalybridge, a really good performance, and if we'd have come away winning it, no one would have argued. And that's what's disappointing about it, you know. Because at the end of the day, we've played well, but I've said it before, there's no column for performances. It's just about how many you win, how many you draw, and how many you lose. And unfortunately, we lost. So that's obviously another one in that column.
And that's the thing about this league, though, isn't it? I mean, when we talk about the West Division, every manager I've had on, I mean, last week we had the managers at Prescott Cables and Clitheroe on the show. You know, the team in second at the minute is Stalybridge. They've had to really dig deep to get a result against yourselves, who are in 17th. There's not much, is there, between anyone in this division?
No, I think a couple of wins get you right back up there. And, you know, you only have to look at, you know, we played Kidsgrove a few weeks ago and they'd won... They'd won 7 on the bounce, I think, in the first 7 games. They were storming away, and I think they've took 1 point from 18 available, or maybe even 21 available. So it just goes to show. I mean, we played Leith and they were very strong. They beat us away, and yet they lose 5 to Runcorn, who we beat convincingly. So I know that's not how football works, but when you look at it from a week to week situation, everybody literally has beaten everybody because the games are that tight. And I know, like I've just said, Leith were beaten 5-0. There was probably times in the game where they could have scored and the game complexion totally changes, because that just seems to be this level a lot more than others I've been at. So yeah, consistency is always the key, and that's something we need to get into us.
Yeah, I mean, a win in your next league game potentially would take you up to 13th in the league table with goal difference and that kind of thing. So, I mean, it is very fluid, this division, the West Division. But back to the FA Trophy, and and Chester. I'll get to your thoughts on the actual game itself in a second, but off the pitch, this feels like a big deal for Nantwich Town, welcoming a club like Chester. I mean, how's preparations going ahead of the game on Saturday?
Yeah, all well. I think there's been a lot going on in the background at the club to make the grounds arrangements safe for the start. You know, the segregating, because there is going to be a big number on, I believe. I think Chester have sold all their allocation. We just keep chipping away at it with the tickets that we're selling. But they have had to segregate it. They've put other, you know, bars and snack areas, additional toilets, I think, have gone up and that type of thing. So, yeah, the club have really worked hard on it, and along with the police, to make sure that everything's done correctly and safely, and that it can be a good day.
And for yourself as well, I mean, you touched upon it last time we had you on, talking about that FA Cup game, about your affinity with Chester. I mean, it's a good occasion for yourself, isn't it, to lock arms against a club with cup divisions up?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my father-in-law brought round a programme from 2001. We're playing against Yeovil. And yeah, reading through it, and, you know, real good memories of the club. I've said it loads of times, you know, it's a club that, you know, I have really strong affiliation with, because of not only playing a lot of games, but having proper highs and lows with, you know, suffering a relegation in the season that I went there, and then to captain the side to promotion and win the conference was massive. And you know, those things don't go away from you. But, you know, when I'm in the dugout and I'm managing Nantwich, you know, I'll be wanting to win. Nothing changes there, because that's what you're there for. And like you say, you're pitting your wits against the side that's full-time, a couple of leagues up, who were going well. We were unlucky in the cup against York midweek. And so it'll be a real good game. A lot of familiar faces who I'll know. And but hopefully I'll be the one with the biggest smile come 5 o'clock on Saturday.
And helping you with that smile will be that home faithful. And last question, Paul, just about the home faithful and, you know, the importance of this game this weekend. How important are they going to be on Saturday?
Do you know what? It's been, and I know, listen, everybody says it about their own fans and that type of thing, but there's a young section of fans. When I say young, they're all like teenagers, young teenagers, 15, 16, 17. And there's a group of them who all come to the game, and they're making up songs for the players. And they've really been vocal and supportive, you know, even in this bit of a bad period we've had. And they've been great. But then you've got the other side of it. You've got the older fans and who've been through it all with the club, and be nice to give them all something to smile about and enjoy a beer on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Paul Carden, manager of Nantwich Town, a big, big good luck this weekend against Chester in the FA Trophy. A big thank you for joining us, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Cheers, Ben. Thanks a lot, mate.
Paul Carden there, manager of Nantwich Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Big good luck to Nantwich Town at home to Chester this weekend in the FA Trophy second round. And lastly, for our fixture preview, and probably we've got a lot to talk about here with regards to this fixture, Stafford Rangers against Brackley Town. We're pre-recording this preview of Andrew Snaith on Thursday evening, and I think this news is quite recent, isn't it? Matt Hill departing Marston Road. Sending our best to Matt, brilliant coach and always a brilliant guest here on the NPL show. That's a change that they've made. It's not the best of build-ups heading into this game against Brackley Town.
Yeah, well, it's always interesting when there is a managerial departure as to how the team will react. There are always going to be players who are really desperate to try and impress the caretaker manager if he becomes the permanent manager, or if there is already somebody lined up, maybe watching on. There'll be players with a point to prove. And again, there shouldn't be any pressure on Stafford whatsoever. They're not expected to get a result against Brackley Town. They're struggling in the league. The cup is sometimes a pleasant distraction. So there's no reason why they can't put a performance together. And if that's the case, then they have a chance.
Yeah, big good luck to Stafford Rangers this weekend. But as Warsaw Wood proved, you know, their manager left in the lead up to the first round of the FA Trophy, and Warsaw Wood beat Geisler. So
yeah, exactly.
It's possible. It's possible that it can have a galvanising effect. But yeah, sending our best to Matt Hill, though. But That's it for our fixture preview. Andrew Snaith, a big thank you for that comprehensive preview there, not just covering the FA Trophy, but also covering the league matches as well. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. But for yourselves, all eyes are on that Whitby Town match against Bamber Bridge this weekend. How can people tune in?
Yeah, absolutely. Whitby Town Radio, just bang that into Google and you'll be able to listen in from just before 3 o'clock with live commentary from that game and the away game at Radcliffe on Tuesday with Paul Connolly and Liam Ryder.
Good stuff. Well, Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio, a big thank you for joining us on this week's edition of the MPL Show. Get well soon. Have a hot Vimto on me and have a good weekend.
Thanks, Ben. Always a pleasure.
And a big thank you to Andrew Snaith for joining me on this week's show. And that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL Show. A big thank you to James and all the managers who've joined me on this week's podcast. And a big good luck to everyone in FA Trophy action this weekend. And remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I'm Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.